Bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America, or daily at 1-800-259-5791, but please do not put any calls in unless we ask for them. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we have Carol with us today, and she's going to tell us an amazing story. And she was on a jury. Now, you have to understand that in the final analysis, the jury has to be the people who determine the law and determine whether or not people are guilty of violating the law, or as in certain circumstances, whether the police officers or officers of the court have been derelict in their duty because they don't understand our Constitution. We are a nation of law, but that law is based upon our Constitution. And we had, and we still have today, on the Supreme Court of the United States, people who do not believe in the Constitution. People, you know, who actually, have misinterpreted the Constitution so they could centralize power in government and take God and prayer out of our schools, knowing full well that would lead to a moral anarchy, which is just about what we have in America today. But, of course, once in a while you'll find somebody who will take a stand and shakes up these people. These aristocrats, who many of them sit on the bench throughout our country, and police officers who do not understand that they are there to serve us rather than to do what they think may be expedient to catch the bad guys. Because we have abridged the laws of this country, America has over 2 million people in prison today. We have almost 1%, or close to 1% of our population is in prison, and many of those people are innocent people who have been sent to prison because of an overly officious group of prosecutors who think much more about, winning than they do whether justice is served. And with that as a background, Carol, why don't you tell our listeners your incredible story?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. This story, you might say, is a little bit old now, but since you and I had a conversation today and it came up, we thought, why not just tell the story again? Because, as you mentioned, the principles involved here are age-old, and they must survive if freedom and justice is to survive on this planet and in our nation. So with that, let me just say that I live here in North Central Idaho, and our county asks citizens to serve in 6 month stands. And so my jury duty was the second half of 2005. So it wasn't very long into the second half of that year, last year, in June, I was asked to serve on a trial which convened on July 5th, right after the 4th of July. And so I went there, and of course, the judge takes 75 or so prospective jurors through questioning. He and the prosecutor do. And during the voir dire, the judge, as is typical, said to us at a certain point, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my duty to explain to you the law. And is there," he stumbled a little bit, and he said, "Now, is there anybody who cannot agree to apply the law to this case exactly as I explain it to you?" Well, you must understand that at this point, we had not heard anything about the trial. We didn't know who the defendant was. We didn't know what the case was about or any such thing. And yet, jurors are bound to, or they're supposed to swear under penalty of perjury, that they will do exactly as the judge explains.
Okay. Well, how can you when you don't know what the case is about or whether the person's innocent or guilty? And if he tells you to convict an innocent man, should you convict him? What absurdity is this? And we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, you know, we're talking about the misuse of justice in America. Last night I was watching the History Channel. They have the case of Waco. They totally distorted exactly what happened. They told you that David Koresh died of a gunshot wound to his head. They didn't tell you he died because of a gunshot wound to the back of his head, as did all those people who were in the Davidian compound, at least the men. The women and children were blown to death by explosives that were put in there, and we have a video where you'll actually hear. It's called the Waco, a New Revelation, where you'll hear two people who had talked to the members of the special forces that were sent in there to kill the Davidians. Now, I talked to the head of the jury, Sarah Bain, I think it was, or Blaine. She was the jury chairman, and she told me that they thought the people, the Davidians, should have been let off, that the wrong people were on trial, but the judge told them they had to come up with some sort of a guilty. I mean, they were guilty of something. They must have been guilty of something. So, you know, and inferring that, you know, if they would just come up with a little guilt there, because they had to have done something wrong after all five federal officers had been killed, that, you know, the inference was nothing much had happened. And then he sentenced them to 40 years in prison. And, of course, the people and the jury were crushed. Even the prosecutor was crushed, and he tried to remedy it. And they came after him, and they got his license to practice law. The judge swayed the whole trial and told the people they had to come up with a guilty conviction. They had to do that. That was the law. And, of course, as I said, the head of the jury who heard all of the evidence in the Waco case said the wrong people were on trial. So you pick up the story there with your story, Carol, of the misuse of justice in America.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I was telling your listeners that the judge was saying, now is there anybody here who cannot or will not apply the law exactly as I tell you? Now, you might say, well, that's fair because, you know, he presides in the court and that seems reasonable, but it gets better. He said, quote, even if you think it is a dumb law or a stupid law, even if you, the jurors, think it is no law at all, even if you don't think it's the law, he said, you must apply it as I tell you. Now, that in itself, Dr. Stan, is horrific. When you think that the ladies and gentlemen, prospective jurors, are the kings and queens of the jury, we are the government, it is our obligation to see that justice is done. The judge should be merely a moderator in the court. Right? And also, of course, applying his expertise in terms of he understands the statutory law and all that, right? But for here's the most embarrassing thing. Not only was I ashamed of what the judge said before America, but I was more ashamed that all of us sat there like bumps and lumps. Not one lady or gentleman, including myself, said anything to defy or to object to that kind of a statement. Isn't that kind of shameful?
It sure is. And people
now, I had a reason for keeping silent. Now, going way back into the early 80s, I lived in California, and I served, I was a prospective juror, and when this question or something very similar was asked of the prospective jurors at that time, I maybe very naively raised my hand and said, Your Honor, but it's my understanding that I must be the judge of the law as well as the facts of the case. And he said, ma'am, and he called me up to the bench, and he said, counsel? So the two lawyers and I went up and stood in front of the bench, and he kind of a whisper, he says, ma'am, would you say that again? So I said, yes, sir. It's my understanding that I must judge the fairness of the law, see if it's just, in order to apply whether the person is innocent or guilty. And he looked very nervously back and forth at the two lawyers, and then he said, thank you, ma'am. You may go. You're excused.
And, of course, so, the thing is that so many of our court proceedings are decided simply by the judges and the attorneys working together, and they don't care what the law is. They've made
right.
a deal among
right.
themselves, and many times the defense lawyers will simply sell out their clients. It's a pretty standard procedure. In America, what would you expect in a nation that has no moral standards since we've taken God out
right.
of our courtroom and out of our schools and
right.
even taken him out of many of our churches? But go on, Carol.
Amazing. So anyway, this time, now we're moving ahead now to July of 2005, and I thought to myself, oh, it's killing me to let him say those things and not say anything, act like I agreed with it. But I did. I kept silence because I wanted to see what this case was going to be about and see if my services were needed in order to bring about a just verdict. And so we went on with the trial. And I'll try to be quick here. It turns out that it was a little young man, 22 years old, who happened to have been in a little bit of trouble with the county, with the city of our county seat here, the little city of Grangeville, in a prior matter, I think some kind of a domestic disturbance or something. So he apparently was, the city of Grangeville police were on the lookout for him because he had failed to honor certain probation requirements or whatever. So here comes a city police officer driving down the highway past this little park, and he sees this young man standing beside, we have a mammoth monument there, the woolly mammoth. Anyway, there's a monument there that the young man was standing there kind of looking at it, and his pickup was locked and parked perhaps 30 feet away. I'm not exactly sure, but just over a bit. And
well,
so
now,
the police officer wheels in.
Was it his pickup or is it somebody else's pickup?
Yes, he wheels in. The police officer wheels in behind the pickup, and the young man then starts to walk over to the pickup. And he said, "It wasn't very long, by the way, that a sheriff's deputy from the county came as backup. Whether he just happened to pull in or whether he was called, I don't know. Anyway, there are the two of them now. And the young man said, "Don't search that pickup because he said it's not even mine." Well, they wrenched the keys away from the young man and proceeded to search the pickup. Well, now you got to picture this. In the pickup, on the dash, was like a CD case, a zipper CD case. Inside the CD case, the police say that they found a little contact lens, a little circular thing that your left or your right contact lens would be in. Inside the little contact, plastic contact lens was a teeny, teeny little clear plastic bag, and in the corner of that little inch square plastic bag was 1/15 of a gram of crystal meth, and it was taken to the lab and proven to be crystal meth. I'm not arguing that, okay? My point then, when we got into the jury deliberation room, was that the young man was stopped for one reason, that was his little case of probation violation or whatever, and yet, because the police officers took it upon themselves to search without a proper warrant, they came up with something for which we now, all 75 of us, and it narrowed down, of course, to the 12 of us, were giving up our time to come and serve for justice's sake, right?
Right. Now, so, first of all, did the young man deny it was his methamphetamine?
You know, that I do not know. All he said, well, I'm sure he did. Now, that was not made clear. But he was very silent during the trial. And here comes the prosecutor at the opening of the trial. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the state is going to prove that this young man possessed meth and that he knew it was meth. And yet, at the end of the trial, they had not shown one iota of proof. Wouldn't you think that basically they would take fingerprints on that case or the contact lens to see if that young man's prints appeared on there? Now, some of your listeners know this story, but for those who don't, that pickup belonged to the owner of a restaurant down the road about 20 miles from this county seat, city of Grangeville. And the young man had driven it up to the county seat, up to Grangeville, that afternoon to deliver a load of aluminum cans from the restaurant for recycling, okay? But that pickup is owned by the proprietor of the restaurant, and he allows no less than 5 other people to use that pickup. All they need to do is come and say, could I have the keys? And he says, sure, you know, and they take it. So the prosecution did not show that young man even knew the meth was there. He possibly did. Possibly it was even his. My point was, you did not prove it. And so that's why I held out. And then, see, when we get into the jury, and there's more, but let me jump ahead. We get into the jury room, and when we're opening for discussions, I say, you know, I'm still having trouble about this forced search, this warrantless forced search. And the foreman of the jury said, and one other guy backed him up, he said, well, no, we're not allowed to look at that because the judge declared that it was a legal search. Okay, so, and then I said, yeah, but I said, I can't take my order. Here's where I hung myself. I said something like, I can't take my orders only from a judge. I said, I must answer to my own conscience, which is linked to a higher power. And I mentioned the Fourth Amendment that guarantees us our God-given rights of freedom against unreasonable or warrantless searches and seizures. And so they said, well, you could be in big trouble here then, you lady, because you led the judge to think that you were going to do exactly what he said, and now you don't want to do what he said. He said we can't consider the search, but you want to consider the search, see? Well, anyway, I'll just say this. As it turned out, 4 of us voted not guilty for lack of evidence. The prosecution did not prove its case. So I was not needed in that sense, because 3 other good people also could see that there was no evidence, actually, none, zero. But can you imagine, 8 beautiful American men and women were able to vote guilty. In fact, I had a friend on the jury, Dr. Stan. There was a girlfriend there. And you know what she said? She said, oh, there's just too many of these drugs on the street. We got to get them off the street. And so that was her reason for voting guilty.
I know, but if they did not prove that, you know, that it was his case, that, you know, his fingerprints should have been on it, his fingerprints should have been on the contact lens thing, why didn't they get fingerprints to find out if it was his?
Right.
Or had they prejudged him, and were they going to put him in prison?
That's right.
Had they decided ahead of time that that's what they were going to do?
Yeah, yeah. Is that
we're
going to
be back in just a moment,
okay.
Carol. Just hang on. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Carol, and we're talking about this amazing story. And so Carol's in the jury room, and she's saying, look, this was an illegal search. I mean, you can't search without a warrant, and if you find something there, you can't use it as evidence. But it had already been decided by the judge and by the attorneys that they were going to send this man to prison. Now, we don't know whether he was guilty or not, but certainly they didn't try to prove he was guilty. They just wanted you to go along. The jury was simply to be the formality for what had already been predetermined. And when you have a legal system like that, how many innocent people are going to be sent to prison? And the tragedies with over 2,200,000 Americans in prison today, and a lot of these have been sent there simply on trumped-up charges by overzealous district attorneys or people from the district attorney's office who want to get a notch on their belt and don't really care about justice. And justice has to do with God and has to do with right and wrong, and it has to do with our Constitution and the limitations placed upon the power of the government over the lives of the people. And if you think there are too many drugs out there in the streets, there may very well be, but why don't you go where a lot of this is coming from, and that is the Central Intelligence Agency. And all you need to do is read the story of Gary Webb, who wrote about the CIA involvement with drugs. Gary Webb is a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the San Jose Mercury, who, after he was forced out of his job by pressure from the CIA, eventually ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. And if you believe that, you believe anything. So we have an awful lot of innocent people in prison on trumped-up drug charges, and some of them may very well be guilty. But why don't we go after the biggest drug purveyors in this country if we're really concerned about drugs, and those would be the people in the CIA? Well, let's get back to our story of Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, I want the folks to understand that this judge presiding at the trial of that young man was not what I consider an ogre by any stretch of the imagination. He's a very kindly man. In fact, Dr. Stan, I and a lot of my friends here voted for him. We have a civic group that met weekly, and this judge-to-be, came twice and spoke to our organization. He said, I am going to give back the local court to you, the people. And so when there was a new county commission being sworn in the following January, after he had campaigned, he won, and then the new candidates for the county commission were being sworn in, and we all piled in that courtroom, and it was jammed. But anyway, this judge came in, and he sat down and he took the bench for the first time in that courtroom. And I really loved it. My friends were thrilled to hear him say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your court. So in other words, this sounded like he was going to follow through on his campaign promises to really be fair and give honorable treatment to all defendants and allow the people to have their say and their day in court. So it all looked very good. So now, here comes this little case 2 years later, and I was very disappointed to hear him say, you must judge the law as I tell you, even if you think it's a dumb or stupid law, even if you think it's no law. That blew me away. Okay, now I want to say this. One nice feature in the trial, as trials are conducted in our county, is that the judge allows, he gives everyone a notebook, each juror gets a notebook, and you're allowed to write out a question for any witness on the stand. And so when the first witness, first police officer came on the stand, that would be the city police officer, I wrote out my question and I said, officer, in your understanding of the law, was it proper and just police procedure for you and your partner to have forced searched this defendant's vehicle without first obtaining a warrant? And see, what you do then is you collect all the questions for that witness, and then the judge goes through them, and then he reads each one out loud. Guess what? When he came to my question, he just sort of mumbled over it and said, this, and he didn't read my question. He would not read it. So therefore, the police officer on the stand did not hear my question as I wrote it. But the judge said, this is a question about the search of the vehicle. And he said, there was a pretrial conference. Forgive me if those aren't the exact words, but that's sort of what I got out of it. There was a pretrial conference of the lawyers and myself, and the search was declared legal. And so he did not allow anything further, and the police officer gets off the stand, and that's the end of it.
Wait a minute. Why would the defense attorney allow them to put in something that, you know, was illegal?
I wanted to get up out of my chair, walk down there, over to the defense table, and literally shake the defense lawyer. I was that upset. I wanted to shake him and say, why aren't you fighting this? But see, it's clear why he wasn't fighting it. He had, apparently the young man got some kind of a plea agreement. I don't know. You know how they do? And so it was agreed ahead of time that he would not fight that. But anyway, I didn't know this, you see, at the time. So when the second police officer now...
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we're back here with Carol, and she's telling us an incredible story. Now, ordinarily, if there's a plea agreement, they don't even have a trial. So, I mean, why the defense attorney would have, given up one of the important points he had, to defend his client, I'm not certain, unless, of course, he was a good friend of the prosecuting attorney, and he and the two attorneys and the judge had decided that this boy was going to jail.
Amazing. Yes, amazing. I'm sorry, Dr. Stan, I was kind of rattling on there. I didn't hear the music coming, but I was just going to say, or starting to say, that when the sheriff's deputy got on the stand, I wrote out the very same question and sent it up to the judge, and he said again, this is about the search, and he said it's already been answered, so he just goes on. And then that evening, this is at the end of day one of the trial, it was only a two-day trial, but at the end of the first evening, as we were filing out for the end of the day, I handed the judge himself personally a rather impassioned, a bit of a longer question or statement, saying how disturbed I was that this kind of forced warrantless search is allowed and that I did not feel at all at peace about it. So then the next morning, when he opened the court for the completion of the trial, he said, there is a juror who is still concerned about that search of the vehicle, and he said, you must lay it to rest because, he said, it has been determined legal, and that is the end of the story. So that was the pained consternation with which I entered the jury deliberation room a few hours later. And what could I do but just share those feelings with the others? And, Dr. Stan, I thought that the prosecution had done such a poor job zero job of showing culpability or proving guilt on the part of the defendant, that I expected that we were going to go in that room, and in the thought in my mind was this: wow, this is going to be a slam dunk. I thought everybody around that table would say, they didn't prove a thing, let's vote innocent. But you know, I was so amazed that the eight of them felt that there still was cause for conviction.
So it's a four to eight of votes, so then what happens?
Well, of course, it was a hung jury, or if that's what you call it, and so the young man did get off.
Mm-hmm. But did they prosecute him again, or do you know what happened to him?
I understand, no, that was the end of the trial for that matter, but I understand that they soon got the young man on something else, you know, the other minor issues that he's not a friend of the police, nor vice versa, I guess, but he was very gentle. He sat there and he smiled, you know, at us jurors and didn't cause any trouble whatsoever, so I didn't know, I certainly didn't look at him as any kind of a vicious criminal.
Okay, but then
got in some other kind of trouble too, so.
But then they came after you.
Yes, here's what happened.
What you'd done
and,
in the jury, so
of course, I knew that I had raised some hackles when these two gentlemen, the foreman and another gentleman, said, well, you could be in big trouble here. You know, you could be charged with perjury, they said. And like a dummy, I said, well, I suppose I could. What else could I say, you know? But anyway, we went back into the court, and the jury deliberation was, the results were read. And then as trial ended, we all went back into the jury room, and they handed us, as I guess happens almost always, a 3-page questionnaire. And the questions were, how was the parking? Was the coffee okay? And they fed us lunch, you know. They went out and got sandwiches. That was all very nice. And asking kind of inane questions like that. But there were two questions on that questionnaire, if I can remember what they were now. One of them was, did anything happen during the trial or during the deliberation proceedings that caused concern on your part? And yes, it disturbed me. Boy, was I a dummy, right, Dr. Stan? I mean, I just hung myself. I said, yes, it disturbs me that the judge says we must apply the law as he explains it, when it's my understanding that the people are to judge, the jurors are to judge the law as well as the facts. So that was one of them. And then another one said, what did you think, this is paraphrasing, what did you think about the conduct of the judge? You know, what do you think about the judge and the way he conducted the trial? And I said, very honestly, my honest true feelings, I said, this judge is a very kindly, considerate man. He's very considerate in the way he treats all of the people in the courtroom. And I said, however, even he is serving a system that I know to be contrary to some of the most important principles of our American government. And, of course, I was pointing to the fact that he makes all the decisions and we just have to go along with what the judge says, when he really should be just a peacekeeper or an arbiter, you see. So, anyway, those two questions gave fuel to the judge once I was reported to him. Okay, so then we fill out our questionnaire, hand them in, and most people start leaving, right? Well, these two guys, or at least two out of the other 11 jurors, made a beeline to the judge. And they told the judge that there's a juror that was disobedient. And so then I have in front of me here, Dr. Stan, a letter that this judge wrote to the county prosecutor. And then I have a letter that the county prosecutor, and this is in the next day or two that this letter was written. And then the county prosecutor, in turn, wrote a letter to the state attorney general's office and said, since I was the prosecutor in the trial on which Ms. Asher served, I cannot enter into this prosecution against her, the juror. And so he said, I would appeal to you, the Attorney General of Idaho, I would appeal to you to appoint or to investigate and hopefully to appoint a special prosecutor. Dr. Stan, I'll bet you they spent $100,000 prosecuting me at the state level, you know, digging for evidence and everything. Well, and we don't have enough time to go into everything that happened, but there were phone calls to all the jurors. questioning about me and asking, and then there were personal...
Well, I thought that anything that was said in the jury room was sacrosanct and could not be repeated outside the jury room.
Well, see, you and most of my friends are smarter than I am because I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was secret, but I'm hearing that from so many people who say identically the same thing.
And, of course, you could bring suit against those two people who went to the judge.
Yes, and different of my friends have said that I should.
Well,
and I'll tell you, here's the thing, Dr. Stan. Since Carol Asher did not have the $16,100 to pay the lawyers and the court fees for as far as this trial went, and by the way, we had only the preliminary trial and then the evidentiary hearing, or where my witnesses came against me, right? And I was exonerated, maybe that's the wrong word. The case was thrown out at the evidentiary hearing. But anyway, since I did not have the $16,000 to pay for that much proceeding, I've hesitated to move into something else. And, of course, the system knows that. They know that they can nail little people like me, and you don't have the means to fight with. So I hated the thought of incurring another debt. And probably many of your listeners, Dr. Stan, are my benefactors. In other words, they made donations to me, and we got that $16,100 lawyer and court bill paid off in just a very few months, whereas if I had had to do it all myself, I would have been 3 years and probably eating beans and bread all those 3 years to get it paid off. So I'm so grateful for all the support, prayer-wise and financially and just morally, all the people that came to my defense and really made that an easier experience than it otherwise would have been.
Well, didn't a lot of the patriot community write to the Attorney General and criticize him for even considering taking the case? And
yes.
Well, what about the judge,
and
you know?
I did not know this right away because, see, here again, once you accept a lawyer, you are sworn to secrecy. And so that's the toughest thing, the toughest part of it that I went through was that dear people would call and they would ask me to tell them what happened, and I wasn't allowed to speak, I was afraid to speak, because the judge at the first preliminary hearing said, "Now, ma'am, you know, you must remember that anything you say can be used against you." So he says, "Even if you say something to the media or whatever, it can be used against you." And I've never been through anything like this before, so I was literally afraid to talk to my friends.
And what they were doing was threatening to send you to jail for how long? Could they have sent you to jail for?
The felony perjury charge was 1 to 14 years and $50,000 fine.
Yeah, and, of course, this is how they intimidate juries and jurors to go along with the system. Ladies and gentlemen, how many innocent people are in prison today because of fraudulent convictions by a corrupt system? And until we get people who fear God into the judiciary, until we have people who fear God in the law profession, we're not going to have an honest system. But we don't teach people about God. We've taken God out of our schools and out of our colleges, out of our law schools and out of our courts. And as a result, no man's life or property or family are safe. We've got to get back to a Christian-based system where we are answerable to God rather than to the courts, rather than to the judge, rather than to the government.
Right. Dr. Stan, is there time for me to read just about three paragraphs?
Sure there is.
That I wrote up. Let me kind of set the scene here. On March 7th, that was my evidentiary hearing, and I'll just run through this real quickly. The prosecution that came up from Boise, up from the Attorney General's office, a special prosecutor, brought in the jurors that said, well, she had her mind made up, and she didn't listen to the judge, and she was doing her own thing, and whatever they said, right? So then the judge is listening to all this, and after the witnesses had been heard, he looks through the transcript, so there's silence there for a few minutes while he looks through the papers of the charge and the transcript of what I said or didn't say. And then he says, it's almost humorous, not really, but almost. He looks up to the prosecutor then and he says, let's see now, Mr. Prosecutor, you're saying that the charge is that Miss Asher made a statement that showed that she was committing perjury. He said, yet the transcript of the court that I've read here in the voir dire, he said, she made no statements. No questions were asked of her directly by neither the prosecutor nor the defense attorney. So he said, does her non-statement mean statement? And he's kind of like poking fun almost, see? And then he said, he was saying that, Dr. Stan, to give himself, leading up to and giving himself an out to then say, I don't find enough evidence here to prove perjury, case dismissed. Now, that was wonderful. And everybody, all my friends behind, there were the courtroom was a small courtroom, but it was packed, and there were people streaming outside in the corridor, down the steps, and out into the street. There was that much support there, okay?
Well, now, what about were some of the jurors there that certainly voted for, not guilty? Did
no,
they support
no, because,
you?
See, even the three that voted not guilty, they didn't like me either. So, in other words, they voted not guilty because the prosecution did not show proof, right? It didn't show evidence. But that doesn't mean that they would support anybody uppity enough to disagree or contradict the judge's instructions. See, so I think I was a persona non grata with all 11 of them, pretty much. Okay, all right. So let me just get this in here before we run out of time. At the evidentiary hearing, after the judge said case dismissed because I don't see any proof that she deliberately committed perjury, then he hasn't looked at me in all the 40 minutes or however long it was of the hearing, probably more than that. But anyway, he hasn't even looked at me all this time. Well, then after he makes his pronouncement, for which I was thanking God, of course, he folds his hands and then he puts his head down a little bit and looks straight at me, which is about 15 feet away. And he said, and this I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have a transcript of what he said, but this is what I think I heard him say. Now, Ms. Asher, what I want to say to you is something very important that you must always remember. It is that in order for our court system to be able to continue functioning in an orderly and stable fashion, it is necessary that when called to serve on a citizen juror, as a citizen juror, that you be willing to follow established court procedures. For good order, our system has to know that it can count on you to fulfill your rightful function and only your rightful function. If citizen jurors do not so act, then they can cause the system itself to falter. It can easily be disrupted and eventually will fall apart. Now, I know that you had some problems concerning a certain part of the evidence presented in the case on which you served. But what you must remember, though, is that it is not, this is important, you must remember that it is not your job to concern yourself about whether evidence is handled in a certain way or even whether the law is applied to the case correctly. That is for the court to decide and handle. Your job, on the other hand, is simply to listen to the court instructions and take note of the case evidence that is admitted so that you can later decide and cast your vote as to the guilt or innocence of the accused according to what was presented and explained to you during the trial. I have just one more paragraph, please. Basically, that was the message that I got. I wrote this up the day after the acquittal, okay? Basically, that's the message that I got. In effect, I believe that the judge's intent was to put me back in my proper box, me and all the observer friends that were behind me present, hoping that no one there, including me, would ever be tempted to step out of line and question the operation of the system, such as I was alleged to have done. Further, I believe that the principal reason it was decided to free me from the charge was so that a challenge case like mine would simply go away quickly and quietly, as opposed to seeing it proceed noisily through any number of levels of the judicial system, possibly succeeding in setting precedent, which might prove yet more, quote, bothersome, unquote, to the system, if and when cited in later court proceedings. But what I've learned from this experience, beyond how better to comport myself personally, perhaps, is that education of more and more of our citizen prospective jurors as regards the original blueprint set forth in the earliest documents upon which our republic was fashioned and founded, that is the needed answer. So that was what I wrote right after the case was dismissed.
And, of course, the thing is, they want the system to work. But what happens if the system is corrupt? What happens if the system begins to violate our laws? And as we watch, you know, all these Law and Order and other programs, you see the police going in, you know, wearing their militarized uniforms, you know, breaking down the doors, not even bothering to knock, you know, feeling perfectly all right to shoot people, you know, who show any sort of resistance. These are the earmarks of a fascist society, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get back to the Constitution, where the police are the servants of the people rather than their masters, and the judges are there to make sure that justice is served according to God's rule rather than man's rule. Carol, thank you so very much. You're a courageous lady, and I'm just so glad that things turned out as they did.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you, and thanks again to all your listeners who supported me, okay?
God bless.
God
thanks
bless
so much.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll realize that Carol's a very brave woman, but we need to back people who will take a stand against the system, or else the system will soon rule all of us. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them, or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to keep doing what we're doing and maintain the 60 outlets we have every single week. Well, we're certainly one of the larger networks across America, but we have to depend on you, and one of our larger contributors is unfortunately no longer able financially to help us, so we could certainly use your help. We're in a real shortfall right at the present time. If there's any way you can give us a hand, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or you can certainly write to us at Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063. And then I want to remind all of our listeners about the annual Radio Liberty Seminar we're going to be putting on the 29th of October, and we're hoping to have a real good crowd there. Hope you can make it. If you're coming from elsewhere, of course, if you want to get a room here at a reduced rate, you're going to have to let us know in about the next 10 days, because they're only going to be holding the rooms at the reduced rates for 10 days. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we can line up a room for you as well. We're going to have Constance Cumby. We're going to have Chris Pinto, who wrote the script for and produced The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and a couple of other great speeches. In fact, I heard one of them on Saturday, and I was really very, very impressed myself with it. And then, of course, we'll be talking as well. So put this time aside and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then we certainly hope many of you out there will want to get some of the other items we're carrying, like the DVD, The Rape of the Soul. That's The Rape of the Soul. That goes into pornographic religious art, pornographic and obscene religious art, and the effort to suppress that. And, of course, there was a full-length motion picture that was made. I had a small part in that, but the interesting thing was that even though that was shown in 12 major markets earlier this year, for up to 9 weeks, which is almost unheard of, not a word in the media at all about it. Why? Because they'd infiltrated the organization, you know, and the public relations man was working for the other side. They couldn't let the American people know the truth any more than they can let you understand that there truly are satanic organizations out there. In fact, I was on the website of the new group of world servers. I think that's the new group of world servers. And here you'll find, you know, this is frankly associated with the Luciferian organization, associated with the Lucis Trust. And there we find the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Jimmy Carter Foundation and all sorts of other foundations are affiliated with this organization that's affiliated with the Lucis or Lucifer organization. And you can go up at the website and find this. I don't know whether Bill and Melinda Gates have any knowledge of what they're into, or maybe that does explain why they want to spend all these billions of dollars to give vaccinations to children in third world countries to destroy their minds and their health and their fertility, because the mercury in those vaccines, and believe me, they've left the mercury in the vaccines we're going to give to those little black children and other children in third world countries. They've taken it out of the mercury in America for American children, but we've got a special dose of mercury for children all throughout the world, being in large part funded by Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And you know, go to the new group of world servers. I was there today. Check it out. It's right. And their foundation is affiliated with this group. And if you want to get more information, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get, of course, the Malachi Martin special, and the book Hostage to the Devil, written by Malachi Martin, goes into the exorcisms, and then about six exorcisms or five exorcisms documented by the Catholic Church. Then you can get my talks with Malachi Martin, my interviews with him. You need to get, of course, the video, The Rape of the Soul. The videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour versions. Get the other material we have. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Understand what's going on. And then help us to get the word out. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We first have with us on the line for the first half hour, Don Wiskin. And Don is the manufacturer of Cartivite, or at least he markets it here in the United States and in Canada. And Don does support Radio Liberty, and we appreciate his support. Always glad to have him on. Don, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me again, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your personal experiences, how you happened to get interested in Cartivite, what happened to you medically, and then, of course, what this product is.
Well, basically, I was 42 years old in 1998. I actually turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty. My wife came home and found me on the floor. I had had a massive heart attack. And according to the doctors, they didn't expect me to survive the night, so they told her to go home and prepare for the worst. But reactive medicine, modern medicine, saved my life that day, and it gave me the opportunity to go out and get my life back. Because I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I had a 38% ejection fraction, which meant I was a roofing contractor at the time, so that meant I had no upper body strength, and I wasn't able to do the job that I've been doing for the last 5 years. And they wanted me to go on disability. Well, I didn't want to go on disability like anyone 43 years old, so I continued fighting and struggling, and then one day I heard about these garlic cayenne drops, and I said to myself, you know, this is from nature. What have I got to lose? So I went about, spending a few dollars every month and taking it, and my wife was really amazed that because I'm not really a supplement or a vitamin popper, but I took this every day, and three times a day. 7 months later, I was feeling something in my chest, and I went to my doctor, and she ran me through for all these tests. They could not find the damaged heart tissue. My ejection fraction was back to normal, and the blockages that I had disappeared. I did have an angioplasty and a stent put in on one of my arteries, which was 95% blocked, and over 75% in the rest, and it was just all gone. So my GP photocopied my medical records and gave them to me, but the cardiologist was not as enthusiastic. So I went about telling as many people that would listen about this product, and then one day in March of 2000, I had the opportunity to go on a radio show, and for the last 7 years, I've just been promoting this great product called Cartivite.
All right, fine. And first, what basically you're talking about is something that has cayenne, pepper, and it has garlic, and it has hawthorn, and bilberry, and valerian, and of course you know all the products far better than I do.
All the herbs, yeah.
All the herbs. Why don't you just tell us what is actually in this? Because many of them have different functions as far as the heart and the whole body is concerned.
Yeah, that's right. There's a garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And this was all put together by a licensed pharmacist. He's actually an Egyptian fellow who went to Germany in the early 60s, and studied pharmacy there. And he became a chief pharmacist doing up natural medicine prescriptions for doctors and patients. It seems in Germany, over 40% of the doctor-prescribed medicine is natural before they go to allopathic. So in 1968, he came to Canada, and he retook his pharmacy at the University of Alberta, and he opened up a pharmacy in Edmonton and went about being known as Mr. Natural. Some people called him a quack because he was working with a lot of natural medicines. But
hold that stuff right there, John.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
It's off right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Don Wiskin. And, of course, we're talking about the product Cartivite, which is, of course, made up of 7 basic herbs. And, of course, each one has a different function. And it acts as a tonic. And, of course, many people who have taken it have had really miraculous results. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Don, or perhaps you've used this and you'd like to make some comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking to Don, and Don markets this in both the United States and Canada. Was this really being marketed very much before you actually took this on as a goal?
No, actually, Sam made this originally for the Alberta Chelation Association because a lot of their members couldn't afford to keep up with the expense of the chelation because, you know, seniors don't have $130 a visit that they can spend two or three times a week, or 30 to 40 times to go through the treatment. So Sam came up with this because he was already making the EDTA formula for the chelation association, and he was making their EDTA suppositories.
Now, why don't you explain to our listeners what the EDTA, a lot of them wouldn't know that.
Well, yes, you're right, and it's amazing how many more people are learning about it. EDTA actually came about before the Second World War. The Germans were buying the citric acid from North America to separate their heavy metals, and they figured that during the war they may lose the ability to do that. So they came up with their own formula. Its short form is EDTA. In the 50s, some doctors used it intravenously on people with lead poisoning to try and get the lead out. And they found that, boy, it not only got the lead out, but it separated the calcium from the cholesterol. The blood bank has actually been using the EDTA formula to store blood. The Red Cross does this since the 50s because you cannot store the calcium plus the cholesterol in the same bag without the cholesterol and calcium binding together and ruining the blood. So the doctors noticed that not only was it getting the lead out of their patients, but it was also improving their circulation, improving their skin complexion, and making them feel better. So over the 8 or 10 years that they were doing it, they compiled all of this case studies on it. They went running to the College of Physicians and Surgeons in the late 50s thinking that this was going to be totally embraced, and it actually disappeared until into the 70s before it resurfaced again. And it's, you know, quite amazing because it was so good. It took groups, small groups and associations, to actually get this back on the market. And right up until about 1995, Canadians had to go to the U.S. to have chelation administered because we weren't allowed to do it in Canada at that time either. So for many years, this great, wonderful intravenous drip that cleaned out people's arteries was not available to us because they didn't want it out there. And I'm just going to say they. But it has done really, really well. Now, Cartavite was made as an oral form of chelation to help get the heavy metals and the toxins out. That's one of the jobs of the garlic in there, is to help to chelate that heavy metal out. As most people know, sulfur drugs can make you sick, but when you take these natural sulfurs that are in the garlic, they slowly chelate these heavy metals out of you, so that over a period of 1 to 2 years, it pretty well cleans them right out of you. The cayenne is in there to help with improve circulation. Up here in Canada, we have a guy called Ben Kerr. He's the king of cayenne. He had emphysema from smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and he went about using cayenne and greens and overcame his problem, and he's still the number one busker in Toronto down on Yonge Street. And nobody knows how old he is, but I'll tell you what, Dr. Stan, I bet you he's in his late 80s. He's just a little bit of a man, but he can sing and play that guitar on the street like you wouldn't believe. And then there was also Dick Quinn, who used the cayenne in his formulation. He had a book out, Left to Die. So there's a lot of history on what these products have done, even in just the last 20 years. The Hawthorne in there. Hawthorne is something that... Well, I actually got in trouble back in 2003 for saying that the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that Hawthorne is good for cardiac insufficiency. The Quackbusters came after us, and we went after Health Canada and fought them. And in Canada, we have the right to say on our label that our product can lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent, which is basically your aspirin. So... we've made a lot of headway in Canada, but we haven't done so well in the U.S. with it, unfortunately, because we're still running into some roadblocks there.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing is that sometimes when the government gets involved, they have a vested interest in favoring one group over another. And, of course, they, for instance, were all behind the use of Vioxx, knowing full well it was going to kill tens of thousands of people. But then, of course, you work for the government, and then, of course, you quit for the government, you go to work for the drug companies, and everybody gets along well together. The only people who don't get along well are, of course, the poor victims of the gross negligence and sometimes malfeasance on the part of government officials, who will spend all their time going after products many times at work and shutting down cancer treatments that are effective. All the time, of course, pushing things that give little or no help at all, and sometimes products that are frankly dangerous to the people's health. Well, anyway, of course, the people have used this, and apparently a fair number of people, both in Canada and the United States, are using Cartivite today.
Oh, yes. Yes, actually, we have a very huge following. My wife and I have been doing this for, we actually started in March of 2000, and so from there right through until now. So that's over 6 years. We're in our seventh year of promoting and getting Cartivite into people's hands. The testimonials are unreal. The people that come back to us, it's just our repeat business. Now, some people come and they try it, and they're looking for that overnight fix or that magic bullet. We are not a magic bullet, because your body basically is starving for the nutrients of the herbs that we have in Cartivite, and so your body uses them up rather quickly in the beginning, and it takes a few months before it can actually start to store these minerals and trace nutrients that help it to do the job that it was supposed to do. So, you know, it's usually in 6 months, doctors are scratching their head and saying to the patients, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it.
All right, fine. And of course, did you want to get your telephone number out and your webpage so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. Our number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And our website is heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Now, of course, it comes either in liquid form or in pill form. What's the difference between them?
Well, actually, it was only the tincture when I first started. There was a lot of people who didn't like the smell or the taste of these spicy drops, as we'll call them, because of the cayenne, the garlic, the ginkgo, and what have you. Some people just don't really like the smell or the taste when they put it under their tongue. So I asked Sam if there was any way that he could make it into capsule form, and he thought about it long and hard, and he came up with it. And when he tested the powder, chromatography-wise, the frequencies of the allicin, of the bedexin, and all the other herbs that were in there spiked really, really high. And I was a little skeptical, too, when we first started it. But when I came back to Ontario, I'd been living in British Columbia. When I came back to Ontario, one of my best friends was having a lot of problems. And he was on 7 pills a day. So I got him on the Cartivite. He wouldn't take the liquid, so he took the capsules, and they first came out in July of 2001. He was seeing his cardiologist every 6 months for the problems that he had. And he saw him in June, and he was to see him again in December. When he saw his cardiologist in December, they were amazed at what had happened to him, and so they took him off of 6 of his 7 pills that day and sent him home with a pretty darn clean bill of health. And they were amazed, and he was very amazed. And myself, at that point, I truly believed that the capsules were every bit as effective as the liquid has been. And over the last 5 years of promoting the capsules, our capsule sales have outdone our liquid. A lot of people like to pop a pill, Dr. Stan.
Well, sometimes I prefer to pop the pill and take it into the tongue. But tell me, how long does it take before you're really going to begin to feel a difference? In other words, are we talking about a week, or are we talking about a month, or are we talking about 3 months?
Well, for some people, it takes 2 to 3 months. But for some people that are hurting, they notice it sooner. So if you've got noticeable problems, I don't want to start naming symptoms, because then I'm starting to make, you know, claims that my product will do this and that, and then I don't want it to ever stop crossing the border. So the problems, if you're noticing problems now, you notice improvements faster than those that think that life is normal. But after about 6 months, your energy levels are through the ceiling. Your doctor is just can't explain why things like blood sugar went down or whatever your problem was at the time, why these problems aren't bothering you anymore. As I said, in my own case, after 7 months, the 35% of my heart that was damaged was totally rebuilt, and my 38% ejection fraction was back to normal at 65 to 70%, and within another year and a half, I had all my upper body strength back. So in just 2 short years, I turned around 42 years' worth of damage that I did to myself.
Well, I think that's really is amazing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Don, why he's going to be with us for one more segment. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We're talking about Cartavite. And, of course, it's a combination of and I can certainly of garlic and of bilberry and of cayenne pepper and, of course, valerium, I remember, and the hawthorn, and I'll let Don tell you the other two. But anyway, certainly they really seem to an excellent combination that seems to help an awful lot of people. And we'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Right there. Well, this is Don, Dr. Stan. Our guest is Don Wiskin. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are any of the health food stores carrying this, Don?
We have a few scattered across the country in the U.S. We just got a acupuncture place out of Florida that just joined up with us the other day. There are some of these people that are on the radio that are helping to support the radio shows with our product also. We are trying to get into more retail outlets, but it takes people who are taking the product, who go to their stores and say, we'd like to be able to buy this right here. And then the stores get in touch with us, and we get into the stores. And we've had a quite an improvement over the last 6 months of stores getting involved in the U.S. But most of our business is still mail order. It is a mom-and-pop operation. My wife and I run this. I go out and work every day. I'm doing satellite installations because I can, and I just don't want to sit around here drawing a paycheck out of a business that I could spend that money more wisely, you know, helping to get the message out. I try not to lie to people or mislead them, but in all the time that I've been involved with this since February of 1999, I have never seen it fail in somebody who takes it three times a day and stays at it.
All right, fine. Well, what is the telephone number again? And the website just one more time for those who'd like to get in touch with you.
Our phone number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And our website is heartdrop.com, heartdrop.com. And the reason it's heartdrop.com, Dr. Stan, is I started off, I was sitting there in 2000 starting this business, and it was only available in liquid, 15 drops three times a day. So I wrote down Heart Drop, and then I wrote down 2000 Distributors, Inc., and that's what I incorporated. So that's why it's Heart Drop. Now, Dr. John Matson, who I tried to get on your show earlier, but he was busy this summer, he mentions us in his book, Eating Alive, and you can link to his site off of our site, heartdrop.com, and even listen to a 20-minute discussion with him on our website, which will help you to understand how our product works. But he mentions us in his book as Heart Drop, because as everyone knows from Kevin Trudeau, you can't talk about cures and books and give names. And then on his website, he does mention us by name. So it's been kind of nice to call the business Heart Drop, and but some people just don't hear it when I say heartdrop.com. They just don't quite know what they're listening to.
All right, well, let's go to Ken, who's calling us from Watsonville. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Hi. Is it only good for the heart?
No, it's good for a lot of things. I mean, garlic has the ability to boost your immune system. The ginkgo biloba, you know, helps to get more blood flowing through the, you know, through your body and oxygen to the heart and brain. The milk thistle helps to clean out your liver. The bilberry helps with the artery strength in your eyes. The cayenne helps with circulation and breathing. And the valerian helps to calm you while the other herbs go to work doing their job.
Would it be suitable for thyroid tumors?
I'm not a medical professional. I'm just a guy.
Well, I mean,
did
anybody have any?
Nobody's mentioned it to me, no.
All right, I would not think it would be necessarily beneficial for a tumor of any sort. It's mainly a tonic, and certainly it's for people with heart problems, and many of the people who have taken this have had very good results as far as the other things, of course, that is trouble. So, but certainly thyroid tumor is why they're certainly, are you talking about cancers, you're talking about benign thyroid nodules, you're talking about thyroiditis, or what can
Thyroid tumors of the uterus.
Well, fibroid tumors of the uterus, I really wouldn't have any thought on that one or the other, and I don't think you do either, do you, Don?
No, I certainly don't, but I wish I did. I wish I had answers for everyone's questions.
Would you mind telling the people what the Quackbusters are? Because I know well who they are, and I just would wonder if you could do them.
Well, I only know the one that came after me, and he's in Kitchener, and I don't want to give out his name, but he's Quackbusters.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, basically there are these people, they will tell you, oh, there's all these quacks out here. And I will tell you that some of the times they've gone after some very good people. Yes. I remember talking to one of them, and he was telling me how terrible Dean Burke was. Well, Dean Burke was the number one man at the NIH in chemotherapy. He'd been at chemotherapy research for 26 years, and he felt that there were very good treatments for cancer that were being suppressed. And I talked to him before he passed away. And, of course, this man, of course, Quackbuster, was saying how terrible Burke was. He thought there was a conspiracy to suppress treatments for cancer. And I told him, well, I thought that Dean Burke was absolutely right. I know of a number of very effective things, including Dr. Brzezinski's medicines, which are active of being suppressed, because there's some people who think there are too many people in the world, and they might as well die of cancer. He didn't, the Quackbuster didn't like that at all. They come after a lot of good people, and I really think they're being, at least some of them are being financed by the drug companies because they don't want competition.
That's what happened here in Canada. It's called healthwatchers.com. And that doctor, his wife had cancer really bad. And after he came to the end of the line with the medical society, he went to the alternative. But usually people go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Doing things the old-fashioned way may be great for churning ice cream, but not for churning up the racetrack. When we come back, we'll crank up the power.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Churning ice cream may be a treat, but steering the old-fashioned way on the racetrack is no fun in the sun. Before Jeffrey Bodine engineered power steering on race cars in 1987, all that horsepower had to be guided by sheer muscle power. And cars on the oval track weren't the only thing that suffered wear and tear. Just ask the drivers. In the Daytona 500, drivers raced 4 hours in 120 degrees, losing up to 10 pounds of body weight. Power steering reduces driver fatigue and conserves the energy necessary to charge the finish line and enjoy a good old-fashioned victory lap. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to just do open lines the rest of the program. So if you have a question or comment, why don't be bashful? Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And it's really very interesting that they're talking a lot about, you know, maybe we're going to go back to allowing them to spray DDT, you know, in homes in Africa. In fact, certainly many of the African countries have lost so many people that they're actually, it's estimated that about 3 million people have died of malaria every year. Now, you have to understand here in the United States, they simply lie about the numbers. And as you always used to be, 3 million people died every year of malaria. And then one day, why, you look at the paper, and if it's only 1 million people die every year. But you can still find that 3 million figure. If you go to Google on your internet, 3 million people die a year from malaria, and you'll find those figures coming from other countries. Here in this country, they don't want you to know why. Because back in 1973, why the Environmental Protection Agency under Williams Ruckelshaus banned DDT and then put pressure on other countries throughout the world to not to use DDT, and as a result, about 3 million people have died every year for 33 years, which gets pretty close to about 100 million people, doesn't it? And then, of course, you look and see what's happening in Africa. In many of the countries like Zambia and Botswana and others, where the average black, the average person used to live to maybe 64 years of age, now they'll die off about 30 years of age. The same thing is true in Botswana. And of course, the thing is that they're killing off such a large number of people there that they want to at least have a little bit of the population left over to serve the ruling elite. So they're thinking about doing some things to cut back dramatically, of course, on this ban on DDT. Now, of course, there's still people who are saying, oh, my goodness, DDT increases cancer. We can't have DDT out there. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the original study showed that DDT prevented cancer. In fact, I think that may well be one reason why it was outlawed, because in the article that was written by our good friend J. Gordon Edwards, why, he pointed out that in the plants where they actually are manufacturing DDT, a cancer among the workers there was almost unknown. But you see, they had to get rid of something like that, my goodness, something that would stop malaria and other insect-borne diseases. And really, of course, it was stopping cancer. We couldn't have something like that in the market. There are too many people in the world. And you have to understand that this idea, the ideas that came out of Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, all through the 1960s, and then, of course, leading to the writing of the book, The Limits of Growth in 1972, published by the Club of Rome. And the vice chairman of the Club of Rome, Alexander King, wrote a book in which he said, not that DDT is harmful. It's just saving too many lives. There are too many people in the world. We're going to have to cut back dramatically on the world population, and that is why we outlaw DDT. Now, some people might call that genocide, and that's just exactly what it is, but the average individual has no idea. And you have to understand that we used to have malaria endemic in the United States. Fortunately, through the use of DDT, we pretty well did away with malaria in the United States and in Europe. But, of course, it still was endemic in South America, in tropical areas, and certainly in Africa. And, of course, it's in Africa where they've had their greatest impact of trying to kill off the population there. If you find it difficult to believe that such a thing, a horrible concept, could be true, why, you really need to, of course, get something known as the National Security Study Memorandum 200, or Google in NSSM 200, and you can actually pull this up on your internet, NSSM 200, National Security Study Memorandum 200. It came out Just 2 years after the book, The Limits of Growth, was put out by the Club of Rome, 1 year after William Ruckelshaus ended the use of DDT in the United States, having the Environmental Protection Agency ban the use of DDT, and, of course, in 1974, they issued a secret report. It was classified. It came out over the name of Henry Kissinger, and the basic theme was that the major thrust of American foreign policy was population control. And we were going to control the population of the world in other countries. America was going to take this upon themselves, and we were going to finance these programs in third world countries. And, of course, we couldn't let the people in these countries know that what we were doing. They'd be horrified to know we were planning on limiting their populations and killing off large numbers of their people. So this had to be classified. In fact, it wasn't declassified until about the 1990s. But it is available. You can get it through our ministry. Of course, you can put it down on the Internet for nothing, but you can always order the NSSM from Radio Liberty. And they talk about those countries. They major wanted to target because, you see, if these countries develop their population, and if they had a good population, they could begin having industries there, and then they'd begin to use their own natural resources, and we wouldn't be able to rape those countries and get their natural resources, their nickel and copper and other products, at just a fraction of their true value. So we could continue living well while they were impoverished. That's what the name of the game is. And we were, of course, the first world countries were to prosper, and the third world countries would remain impoverished, and the people there, of course, dying of disease. Our major corporations would move in, and what would happen is, why, we would send our economic hitmen in. They would get the leaders of the country to borrow money for infrastructure. And, of course, the money, of course, so much of it would go to the leaders of those countries who would compromise their people because they were going to profit. And then they would, of course, have this tremendous burden of debt. And so the country would be maybe making, $1 billion a year, maybe in foreign exchange. But about 80% of that or 70% of that would go to service the debt to the United States and American corporations and banks. That is the story that John Perkins tells in his book, The Economic Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And, of course, we have a four-tape set of my interviews with him and our discussions of how this program works. It's called Economic Hitman, the four-tape set. And if you haven't read it, you really need to understand how the world really works. And as Mr. Perkins said, you know, if you had people in these countries, whether it be El Salvador or Ecuador or Panama, and they didn't want to go along with it, why, you just send in what he called the jackals. They were CIA hitmen who would simply kill the leaders of third world countries so that we could be ensured that the people would be kept in perpetual slavery. As horrible as it may seem, unfortunately, this goes on because there is an elite, an immoral elite, that runs our country and has for many, many years. But you and I become responsible if we don't take a stand against them. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We were talking about, of course, the outlawing of, or the banning of DDT as part of a population control agenda program. Then, of course, we went into the countries, third world countries. We went there to help the people. We would offer free tetanus shots to childbearing women, women of childbearing age, but not free tetanus shots to men. And, of course, we did this. We know in the Kenya, I've talked to doctors in both Kenya and the Philippines, and, of course, they noticed the women who took these shots, these free tetanus shots we were giving, because we were so concerned about the health of the women. We noticed that they noticed that these women could not conceive children. If they did conceive them, they had miscarriages, and a dramatic increase in the miscarriage rate. And over in the Philippines, there was a nun, Catholic nun, who was very, very suspicious of what was going on. And she got some of the vaccines and had them tested and found out that, lo and behold, they had a corycanapitrophin in them designed to create spontaneous abortions in the women who were foolish enough to take the vaccines. We have a massive program today funded in large part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to give free childhood vaccines to children throughout the world to protect their health. Knowing full well, at least somebody knows full well, that this mercury-laden childhood vaccines, these large numbers of shots, will increase the abortion rate among women. It will decrease the fertility, of course, on subsequent generations of women. This is what it does in animals, and there's no reason to think it won't do this in human beings. In other words, it's not simply that the person who takes these shots will either have an abortion or have decreased fertility, but their children and their children's children and their children's children's children will have fertility problems. And let me simply suggest that you get this new video we're carrying by Dr. Ayoub. That's Dr. Ayoub. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It is the talk that Dr. Ayoub gave last year at our conference, and you really need to see it. It's very well done, very well organized, and very well documented. The terrible consequences of course, he's talking about using the influenza shots laden with thimerosal on pregnant women that they're giving in the first trimester, knowing full well that mercury will go right to the brain of the unborn child in the womb, and in the first trimester it'll have the maximum amount of damage. And then the effect on fertility and abortion, and, of course, in animal studies, from generation to generation to generation. Could anything be that evil? And I'd like to suggest it really can, ladies and gentlemen, as you'll learn from the studies of the use of DU, depleted uranium. And let me tell you, depleted uranium is not depleted at all. It's solid uranium, almost solid uranium, 238 for the little 234 and 235 mixed in. And there's been a dramatic increase in the incidence of birth defects, a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer in the areas of Iraq where this was used 10 years ago. And I fear that the same thing is going to be happening. You know, in today we know that a third of the veterans who come back from Iraq within 3 months, a third of them are ill. But you're not hearing about that. You can go, however, to the Veterans Administration webpage. We actually have been there, and it's va.gov, and then if you need more directions, you can call me and I'll get you there. And there are over 80,000 veterans of the first Gulf War. Now, these are young, healthy men. In the prime of their life, over 80,000 are now dead, according to the VA statistics. You remember at Kamachia, and they told us that none of our boys were exposed to poison gas? Well, maybe just a few of them were. Well, maybe a few thousand, maybe 10,000, maybe 100,000. There were 140,000, according to the VA webpage. They're keeping track of the significant number of them who are dying. Presumably because of their exposure to the poison gas at Kamachia. Why did they get poisoned? Well, very simply, because we blew up the bunkers that were full of poison gas. Why would they blow up bunkers that were full of poison gas? They had to know that if you blew up poison gas, it was going to get in the atmosphere and come in contact with the people. Has anything been done to discipline the officers who ordered that? Not at all. A very, very effective population control method being waged against our own people. We've got Mike calling from Santa Cruz, and again our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. You know, we've got a new vaccine looming on the horizon for obesity. You know, for the last 2 years, we've been getting reports in the newspapers about, you know, how Americans are too fat. So now, this last week, we had this article in the local paper about it. But it's still, I guess, on the drawing board in the laboratory, but they're pumping it at us about a shot for obesity. And I just wonder where that's headed.
We don't know. The thing is that they will put this on the market and then experiment on the American people. You do not know what it's going to do 20 years down the line, because they only test it maybe for 6 months at the most, and then they suddenly market it to everyone in America. But if you, for instance, go back and you read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, that it was written in 1970. Remember, Zygmunt Brzezinski was the man who was picked by David Rockefeller to lead the Trilateral Commission, to organize the Trilateral Commission. But Zygmunt Brzezinski talks in that book about the fact that, in the footnote at the bottom one of the pages, talking about a gentleman who says that, you know, by the year 2018 we'd be able to create storms, we'd be able to create droughts, and we'd be able to create new chronic diseases that disable the public. And, of course, he was saying the public in other nations, but, or the enemy. Well, of course, for many people, the elite think that you and I are the enemy. I'm concerned about that obesity vaccine, Mike, very concerned about it.
It just seems like a new way to maybe deal with useless eaters.
It may very well be. We do not know, but I'll tell you what, I'm not taking any more vaccines. I've taken my last vaccine. Okay.
I'm about the only one I know that doesn't take, or one of the very few that doesn't take any vaccines, and I'm probably the healthiest.
I think you really are. And yeah. when you actually understand what the influenza vaccine does, its relation to Alzheimer's disease, its relationship to, autism and these other diseases, why would anybody take it when there isn't almost no evidence it does any good at all? And there's certainly no evidence it does any good in pregnant women, so why are they giving it? Why? Because of the mercury's effect on the brain of the child. He will always be, if he's not autistic, he will always be dutiful, and certainly he will never object to whatever the elite want.
Yeah, well, what he's going to end up, a child coming into the world that way ends up needing a lot of treatment over the course of his life, which means, it seems to mean that these drug companies, et cetera, are creating their own market.
Remember what Bertrand Russell said in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, that by diet, injections and injunctions will be able to mold the minds of the children so that they will be just exactly as the authorities want them to be, and any thought of opposition to the authorities' programs would be unthinkable.
Okay.
That's exactly what's going on. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Mike. All right, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you do not believe this sort of thing could go on, you need to go to my website, radioliberty.com, and pull down my Population Control Agenda monograph. And then, of course, get Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he tells how wonderful it'll be if we can just have a black plague sweep the earth every generation, and so that we could keep the population under control. We wouldn't have to worry about procreation. Or the words of Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. You'll find these quotations in my Population Control Agenda up on my website. If you want copies of the original documents, we'll send them to you. We're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about something very real and very frightening. Because there really are evil people out there, and evil people do evil things. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener support, and we've had we've lost a couple of our very, very good supporters, and so if any of you are out there in a position that you can help us, we'd certainly appreciate anything that you can send us at this time until we can sort of get out of the hole we're in and get back on a solid footing. But we don't want to give up any of our 60 outlets that we have every week because we are reaching more people and we're having more of an impact. So if you can help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to coming to our all-day seminar. It's going to be held on the 29th of October. Sunday, October 29th, and we're going to have Constance Cumby and Chris Pinto and a great line of speakers. And if you're coming from out where across America, why, I suggest, of course, you make your reservations now because we can get a reduced rate on your hotel rooms. Otherwise, you'll have to pay your full fare for hotel rooms. But our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. We have to know you're coming because we're going to be serving lunch. We have to know many people are there. And I tell you, every year when we get through, it's an exhausting time for everybody on our staff. But when the day is over after the conference, nobody wants to go home. And we always enjoy it, and we think you will as well. The 29th of October, the yearly seminar, give us a call and make your reservations. And then we hope that many of you will want to get the video we talk about. It's called World Revolution. Everybody knows that Fidel Castro is the ruthless dictator of Cuba, and of course he is the enemy of the United States. Or is he? And if you go back and you find out, the United States brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist, and we have kept him in power ever since then, all the time putting on these foolish little games. You know, the Bay of Pigs invasion was designed to fail. We sent those men in there to die. How do I know? Because I talked to the man who was in charge of the Pentagon war room, the war room at the Pentagon. And it's amazing how God has put me into contact with so many people. And he told me that there was one place you could land in Cuba with an expeditionary force and be sure to lose because the majority of the people did not want Fidel Castro. He had already killed about 15,000 people, slaughtered them, just lined them up before firing squads. Oh, they gave him a little show trial, and then they just took him out and shot them. 15,000 people had been killed. The Cuban people hated Fidel Castro. That's why over 77,000 have died in the intervening years, trying to escape from this utopian paradise that was set up by your State Department. Well, if you find that hard to believe, you need to see my video, World Revolution. You'll see my interview, uncut footage from an interview we did back in 1980 with Ambassador Earl C. Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba, who will tell you that we knew Fidel was a communist and we brought him to power. And he was told to go to Batista, the president, and who was elected, democratically elected. You hear he was a dictator? He was democratically elected. And, of course, Batista was told he would leave the next day. That was Ambassador Smith's job. Most of the history and most of what you've been told just isn't true. The video, The World Revolution, will change your entire perspective of what happened at that tragic era, and how we've kept Fidel Castro in power. And today, when people try to escape, if they can't get to our shores before they're apprehended, they're sent back to Cuba to be tortured. Why do you think that it was that Bill Clinton set 125 heavily armed troops to Miami to kidnap Elian Gonzalez so they could send him back to Cuba to build up Fidel Castro's image? Why do you think they did that? You have to understand that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed. Our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And once you understand that, you can begin to understand that so much of what you think you know really isn't true. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. President Bush has kicked off 3 days of meetings with world leaders attending the UN General Assembly. Mark Smith is with the president.
Once again, the president's UN visit is dominated by the war on terror. Even a White House conference on literacy has heard how reading and writing programs can help defeat Islamic radicalism.
One reason radicals are able to recruit young men, for example, to become suicide bombers is because of hopelessness. One way to defeat hopelessness is through literacy.
Well, here Bush will also meet with Iraq's president about continued bloodshed in Baghdad, and he'll try to drum up support for sanctions if Iran won't halt its nuclear program.
The suspect accused of keeping a 14-year-old girl in an underground bunker for more than a week is showing no remorse. The teen was abducted while walking home from the school bus. She was rescued after sending a text message for help. This is IRN.
My friends laughed at